Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
Welcome to week 3 of the financial, what is it?
Financial,
Plant Better Financial University, or whatever it's called, right? We had a lot of fun off camera. You guys missed it. They were in here getting on me because I mentored just about everybody in this room. And I got one that's been quiet, and she's going to answer a whole lot of questions. And I'm saying this on camera for people can see it. Yes, you are. Week 3. Yes. So, we've covered financial. Remember, we're talking about the 7 financial principles, okay? The 7 principles of money management, okay? Let's see if we can repeat the ones that I've given you thus far.
Mm-hmm. First one is law of
possession.
Thank you.
You're too low. That's not what confidence. I need some confidence.
The law of possession.
All right.
You don't own anything.
Okay.
Number 2 is law of allocation. Okay. This world has loaned you what you have.
Okay.
Law number 3 is the law of accountability. Okay. One day, people will audit you.
Okay, your turn.
Number 4 is law of utilization. You must use your money wisely. When you don't use it wisely, it leaves.
That's right.
And law number 5 is the law of motivation. You must move against your fears.
All right, then. Good. You just said the right off the law. That's good. All right. Now, law number 6. The law of application.
Mm-hmm.
This just makes so much sense. Listen, this makes so much sense. What does that mean? If you don't use it, you will lose it.
Yes.
That's just common sense, right? It's just at this point, I've blessed you with knowledge. You got it. You're going, ooh, wow. Ooh, cool. Ooh, yeah, that's cool. Ooh, 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 ooh. But the human tendency is to leave, push pause, and forget what you just learned.
Makes sense.
So here's what gets me every time that people begin talking, and I'm mentoring, I'm coaching and stuff. And they go, I understand. No, you don't. You do not understand. You heard this before. You can't understand. To understand is to do. Now, what's the best way to understand something?
Apply it.
And so in the way I just said it, do it. Yes.
Like math. Yeah.
Just like math.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just do it.
Do it. Save 10% of your income. Have you done it yet? Everybody in this room is yes.
Yes.
Right? So I can't even say it about it. Yes. Right.
Proudly.
Do it. Do it. Do. Understand it. You know, own anything and everything else we said, right? Understand these things about the concept of wealth. Because it's coming. We're going to come back and we're going to go deeper in this here. But in more practical applications of here's the money, what do I do with it? But you can't, I can teach you, I can give you $1 million. If you don't have this understanding of wealth, you're going to run and give that $1 million back to the people who own the world. The 1% of the nations. Because you get $1 million, with your current mindset, you know you got to look like $1 million. You understand? That's exactly what I'm going to do. Here's how it's going to work for you. You're going to pay off your debt. That's what you're going to do first. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily a smart thing. We had to get to that in another class. Pay it off. But then when you pay it off, now you got to go, I look like it. When you go buy something else, you just got yourself into more debt. Mm-hmm. So you only paid off debt to get more debt. You exchange debt. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why it doesn't make any sense. And don't forget, so you got to pay tax on $1 million. Now it's $833,033. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. That is about right. Mm-hmm. They're going to snatch 33% of that, that's for sure. Okay, now watch this here. Then when you spend, you'll pay taxes again. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for every dollar you spend, I hope you know you're paying taxes.
Yes.
And if you don't understand wealth and how to put your money in non-tax vehicles, you're just paying taxes every time you spend money. And I don't think you love your government that much. I'm not saying, listen, go America, whatever country you live in, because we're international, right? Right. Love your government. But I don't think you love your government so much to where they keep all your money and you don't. I don't know anybody who loves their government that much. Not a Republican, Democrat. Nobody in Congress. They're rich because they're keeping a big chunk of their own money. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay, so nobody says, hey, Uncle Sam, here, take everything I have. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Okay, so you stop doing it. The truth is, poor people do that every day. Get your money, boom, take it. I don't want it. Poor. Poor means this. Get money, goes to the expensive column. Expense column. I got it. Boom. Income, outcome. Get it. Ooh, I'm so scared of this. Take it away. You just paid everybody else. And everybody you paid has to pay taxes to the federal government. So who's getting your money?
The government.
Now who's more important in your life? You or the government?
Me.
So maybe we should learn a little bit. Mm-hmm. Make sense? Okay. So the law of application, if you don't use it, you lose it. The universe, even your government, has the right to take away anything you don't use. Now I want to talk about the first law of thermodynamics. Mm-hmm. All this has everything to do with wealth. The first law of thermodynamics states this. Energy can never be created. It can never be destroyed. There's some other stuff, but that's the heart of it. The second law of thermodynamics, what you got?
We're still at number six.
We're still at number six.
Okay.
And I'm breaking down in great detail number six. Right now, I'm proving to you, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. And I just said the universe will take away anything you're not using. Mm-hmm. And I'm proving that now. Because I don't want that to be a cliche statement or something. You go, I understand. No, you don't. Let's apply it. Okay? So, we're going to science here because you may disagree with my financial principles. But the one thing you're just not going to be able to disagree with is the science in which you live in. You just can't. In which you live. I didn't have to say in which you live in because I just said in, right? In which you live. Mm-hmm. You can't disagree with science. You're victim to it or you're at the mercy of it. Okay. Energy can never be created, can never be destroyed. The second law of thermodynamics, I'll paraphrase it. It says, everything in this life moves from order and then slowly unravels to disorder. Okay? From order to disorder. And don't worry about the third. We're going to focus on one and two. Number one, energy can never be created. Can never be destroyed. Number two, everything is moving from order to disorder. Now, those are pretty layman's definition. I'm going to even break them even more layman's definition. Number one, energy can never be created, never be destroyed. That means I'm not creating nothing and nothing on this planet new. I come up with a new invention, but it's still coming from the dirt. Even if it's an intellectual property, since I come from the dirt, and we'll go back to the dirt. This ain't even spiritual, this is science. Mm-hmm. Since it came from the dirt, it came from me. And if it came from me, it came from the dirt. Facebook came from the dirt. Doesn't matter if it was an intellectual property. It says Mark Zuckerberg, he won't disagree with you. He coming from dirt, going back to the dirt. That's a dirt idea. that's just manifesting in the world, right? Now watch this here. Number two, that means everything is stable and it goes to destabilization. Alive to death. Perfect to imperfection. You bought your radio. It was great when you bought it. Now you don't even use it no more. You bought your laptop. Okay? Biodegradable substance. Right? You understand? You got this thing and now it's deteriorating. Mm-hmm. Your car was real nice and shiny. Mm-hmm. Now the paint is chipping. That's the second law of thermodynamics taking place. Okay? Now, what does that mean? You take an apple. If you don't use that apple, what does the universe do to that apple?
It starts brown. Yeah.
Turns it brown.
It starts kind of...
What do you call it?
Deteriorate. Okay. That is the exact word. To do what? Because now you got to... Now it goes... It brings it back to the first law of thermodynamics. To the earth. To do what?
Create something else.
Boom! Correct answer. So... The universe is so smart. If you don't use it, it's going to snatch it from you, destroy it, to be used by somebody else. For something else. Does anybody disagree with that? That's just science. Have you had an apple for the last 10 years?
No.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I'd be scared.
You'd be very scared. Like this, even us, we cry at our funerals. Oh God, don't leave. Bring her back. But if she raised up out the dead,
ooh, I'm running.
Especially in Texas. Now, if you guys don't understand, we're in Texas, a pro Second Amendment state. Second Amendment meaning bang bang shoot shoot. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You let a dead person be alive after a week of embalming and mm-hmm. jump out the casket at a funeral. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a lot of guns or license carrying people that's going to make sure that body go right back down. Because that's a zombie. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm saying. The entire world around you in which you live is designed to destroy anything not living properly.
Say that again, please.
The entire world around you that is that in which you live by design is designed to destroy anything not living in its purpose properly. Let me say it again.
One more time.
Okay. The entire world around you in which you live is designed to destroy anything not living properly or in its purpose. Now, we gave a bunch of examples of this. Apples, dead bodies, right? It doesn't matter. You know, fish get eaten by bigger fish, which then get eaten by this and get eaten by this and get eaten by that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If there were no sharks in the sea, this is important, then sharks are what you call an apex predator. This means it doesn't necessarily have a predator. But they don't reproduce as fast as fish. So if you take away sharks, then everything in the sea would die because the fish would overpopulate.
Mm-hmm.
Giving off too much feces, you know, all waste products, and eating up too much of the other stuff, like the plants and stuff that the other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, everything has its normal regulation. Sharks eat enough to keep the balance of everything going. This is first law and second law, okay? If you don't use an apple, what does the world do to the apple?
Deteriorate it.
And so it can be used again.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm talking to you. If you don't use your money, the world is going to come against you by law. Take your money and give it to people who will. I'm teaching you law. That's why I keep saying law number. Law number. I'm not saying, I'm teaching you the seven principles of money management, right? But I keep saying law. Now I'm revealing to you why I'm saying law. Because you don't have to believe in a word that I'm saying. I'm giving you laws. If you don't believe in gravity, but you jump off the Empire State Building, you're still going to fall. Doesn't matter if you're atheist or Jewish, Greek, Gentile, doesn't matter if black, white, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're racist or not racist, you're going to fall. Because it's a law. Okay. A law does not require your belief. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Neither is it biased to your gender, race, or creed. So the laws of money can be used by anybody regardless of talent. Wrong side of the tracks, color, creed, religion, they're laws. And law number 6 is the law of application. If you don't use your money wisely, you will lose it now. So go ahead, go write that down. I said all that in a scientific manner for you to understand one thing and one thing only. I want you to look at everybody in your life that's broke. They're not using their money correctly. Mm. By law, the world has to keep them in that position. Doesn't matter what they want. By law, the rules of money have to keep them in that position. I'm going to say it again. Look at you before you were saving and now that you're saving. Now that you're saving, by law, you have to get more money. Because you're operating in a different law. You're using the law. Compound interest, namely. You understand what I'm saying? But when you weren't saving, did you ever save?
Mm.
Is that magic? Is money racist?
Mm-mm.
Does it have a problem with women?
No.
You were just not using the law. So, since you weren't using it, come here. I'll give it to somebody.
Who does?
Who does? Now, some of you are religious. I'm going to make this make sense now. I just literally made one of your scriptures, if you're Christian, very smart. I just made it make sense. I just put some legs on it. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Since they're not using it right, come on over here and get what they have. I just put legs on that. You get it? I just put legs on it, okay? If you don't use your money properly, if you don't apply it, you'll lose it. If you don't save, you'll have nothing to save. If you don't invest it, you'll have no investments. If you don't put it in a vehicle that gives you more money, you won't have money. If you spend it on stuff you don't have, you won't have the life that you want. It's law. It's not up to discretion. The universe doesn't care. Earl Nightingale will tell you, your brain doesn't care what you plant into it. It is going to submissively yield to you what you plant, whether it be prosperity or poison. You plant it, it's coming up. This is very important because we're not talking about, this is why anybody, any book you read will always tell you that wealth is a mindset. This is why lottery winners always go back to being broke. Because they don't apply the laws that keep them in wealth. These are laws. Listen, get in the water and start breathing. The law of hydrogen and oxygen fusing together. Okay? H2O.
Yes.
Okay? You understand what I'm saying? The law of your lungs, you're going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Listen. Okay, how much you prayed this morning? Okay, how much you give and how much you was a good person? Okay, how pretty you are? Or how racist you are, how racist you're not? Get in the water and start breathing and don't have gills. You gonna die.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.
That's right, guys. Audible is my most favorite book listening platform There are some others out there, but I only listen to Audible. I personally have over 200 books in my library. Audible content includes unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more for leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, you name it, Audible has it. So go get it. Audible.com/brickbybrick.
Do we need faith in that?
No.
If you breathe water, it's a wrap. Make sense?
Yes.
That's a law. That's it. So if you respect the laws of that, why are you not respecting the laws of money? Hmm. When you plant, well, I'm going to come to this in the subsequent days. When you plant to the ground, the law says seed got to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is law of money. Got it?
Got it.
Number 7. Wait. I almost forgot something very important in this. Whenever you need more of something, you must provide a service in that area. Yes, I almost forgot this. I've been excited to get to this point all since we started. Whenever you need more of something, you must provide a service in the area in which you lack. Oh, man. This is where we're about to get hard. Let me tell you the easiest way to understand what you being broke means. When you are broke, it means you're no longer providing a service. Write that down. When you are broke, it means you're no longer providing a service. I'll say it in a different way. Write this one down too. Okay, I'll repeat what I just said. When you are broke, that means you're no longer providing a service. Now, say it this way. You're broke because you have no value. Yeah, you don't like that. You're broke because you have no value, comma, because real value is how much you provide value to others. Getting rough up in here.
I'm not broke anymore, so.
No, you're not broke anymore. You're providing, aren't you providing a great service?
Yes.
If you want $1 billion, you need to go serve 1 billion people. Tell me what I said.
You're broke because you have no value.
Right.
Because real value is.
If real value is when you provide value to others.
How much you provide.
How much you provide to others. Now, I'm not trying to say you have no value. I'm saying all of us are valuable. But when we stop providing value to others, we become valueless. That's what I'm saying. I watch broke people complain all the time. But I understand the law. If you're broke, it's because you're providing no service. Literally, if you want $1 million, you need to go serve 1 million people. These are facts. Earl Nightingale says, I say this in one of the other days, none of us make money. Only people who make money are the people in the mint. The rest of us have to create money. You cannot create when you're not doing anything. You're never in competition with money. All you have to do is create. How do you create? You provide a service. So if you're broke, that means you're not making money. You're not providing a service. If you're unhappy, it's because you're not making others happy. These are laws. You don't have to like them. But if you catch them, your financial problems are just about over. Make sense? Mm-hmm. In order for you to make money, you have to provide a service. Here's another thing that Earl Nightingale will tell you. Earl Nightingale was the first. Let's just call him a financial philosopher, okay? One of the first. That's why I keep quoting him. And I'll quote Napoleon Hill a little bit, I'm sure. Here's what you need to understand. You can drive, this is Earl Nightingale talking, you can drive down a block, a street, a city block, And you can measure the amount of service that block provides by what that block looks like. If it's a low-income neighborhood, it will look like a low-income neighborhood. And you can automatically assume that those people provide little service to others.
Mm-hmm.
If you're down to your last $20, provide a service, and you won't be down to your last $20 anymore. Law number 7. Yeah, that one was rough, wasn't it? Law number 7. And this they're like, oh my God, this is the first 3 days. This is tough. The law of compensation. Woo! I couldn't wait to get hit. What does that mean? Two things, two sentences, two short sentences. The law of attraction is real. Newton's third law of motion is real. I want to cover both of them. Got it? Law of attraction is real. Newton's third law of motion is real. The law of compensation is what that is. Let me give you three things inside this. Going back to the parable, I want to end out the parable. The parable went, the master came back and said, well done. Okay? The parable went, I'm purposely didn't explain the parable. I just want to give you some things in the parable. You can go look it up. But the parable went, the master, who owned everything, came back to the two servants who did well and said, well done. And when you get a well done, you get promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss that. Okay? Some of you, yes, some of you are trying to get promoted on your job because you've been there. Watch it. Listen to me. Lean in, audience. Listen to me. Some of you think because you've been on your job 20 years, you have 20 years experience. You're lying. You have 1 year experience repeated 20 times. Mm-hmm. You've never bettered yourself. You never invested in yourself. And see, you knew what I was going to say, right? So you must have heard this somewhere else, right? You get what I'm saying? You don't have 20 years experience. You have 1 year experience repeated 20 times, and you want a promotion. That's not going to happen. You get a promotion because of well done. You don't get a promotion for showing up. You understand what I'm saying? You want more out of this world, you have to do your job and then do over the job. That's what promotion means. Promotion means you operate up here. Let me elevate your income to where you operate. That's exactly what you're doing, right? That's exactly what I'm doing at my current job. That's why I got promoted. You get it? Well, she started as an intern. They just gave her a full-time position, right? Here's the deal. You operate here. Ooh, I see. The standard is here. So is your pay. Let me meet you where you are. Promotion. Well done equals the promotion. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now watch it. The master also says, now come and celebrate in my happiness. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. So I want to tell you three things about this here before I get to the law of attraction and Newton's third law. Well done equals promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Then that equals celebration. The reason why your tax bracket gets to change and your circle of friends get to change is because when I see you doing well and I promote you, I'm promoting you to my level of gifts. You cannot be promoted and keep the same circle you have. In truth, you can't even make money and keep the same circle you have. Not if it's wealth. These financial principles right now are getting ready to disrupt some of your friendships if you follow them. You can't, if you're broke, that means all your friends are broke. And the person you're sleeping with is broke. And you can't get wealth and then not violate their broke belief system. Because the moment you change and be prosperous, you're going to violate how they feel about prosperous people. Then they're going to attack you for doing a good job. Now, the law of attraction is real. Law of compensation. That means what you think, you get back. What you put out, you get back. You attract who you are. You get what you deserve, not what you want. You get what you deserve, not what you want. In wealth, you're going to get the wealth you deserve, not the wealth you want. In life, you're going to get what you deserve, not what you want. We all want to lose weight. We ain't getting it. Half of you want $1 million, but you're not getting it because you don't deserve it. Because you, your inner you is not a millionaire. Until your inner you is a millionaire, the outer you will never be one. You can't be a millionaire with poverty thinking. Neither can you be a millionaire with poverty friends. And you can't be, cover my face on this one. You can't be a millionaire with a poverty spouse. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just trying to tell you. This is why you don't have to like that. This is why rich people are very conscious of who they marry. Okay? This, right? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Law of attraction is real. Don't get what you want. You get who you are. Lord. Like attracts like. The reason you have so much drama because you're drama. You're walking drama.
Wait.
Like attracts like.
Not walking drama.
You're drama. And you just happen to be wrapped in flesh and your name is Tamika. Okay? But you're drama. Okay?
Fine.
Listen. You get what you are. You know what I'm saying? Like is like. If you're broke, it's because you're broke. You're only attracting broke people in broke situations, having broke conversations with broke breakthroughs. You can only get what you... Like attracts like. If you're in network marketing and it can't work, it's because you don't work. You are the kind of person that runs people around and gives them fake answers. So that's why you're only getting a bunch of leads that don't ever answer your phone calls. Because that's who you are. Law of attraction is real, whether you want to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. Now, Newton's third law of motion. Be very afraid of Newton's third law of motion. What does Newton's third law of motion say?
Is it equal opposite?
Yes. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction.
Hold on.
That's Newton's third law of motion. Of course, I know them all. I like science.
Okay, what was that again?
Newton's third law of motion is every action has an opposite and equal reaction. And just for fun, I'm going to give you number three. I'm going to give you the first law of motion, too. We'll skip the second one. I'm going to end on the first law of motion. And I'm going to tell you why you guys are suffering with Newton's first law of motion. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a challenge, and I'm going to give you closing thoughts on Newton's first law of motion. So I can hurry up and say thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night without you cussing me out. Okay?
Mm-mm.
All right. New third law of motion. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction. You ever tried to run and jump into a pool onto a floaty? Like, you know, it was floating. You tried to run and stand on it.
Mm.
Well, the reason why it went that way real fast is because your motion kicked it that way and your body went that way.
Mm-hmm.
And reaction. You ever ran into a bug? But you couldn't see the bug, you just saw the juices.
Yes.
Because when your windshield hit it at 70 miles per hour, its body hit your windshield at 70 miles per hour.
Oh, Lord.
That's why the bug got turned inside out. So what you're seeing is the back. So basically, the last thing the mosquito saw was his rear end. Scientifically. <I'm sorry. laughs> Scientifically, the last thing the mosquito saw was its behind. It's a science. I'm not trying to be derogatory. This is a science, right? Now, what does that mean? Listen. How you treat people and how you treat money is what's coming back at you. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Now, I'm going to push that further in a few days.
How you treat money.
How you treat money is how money's going to treat you.
Okay.
How you treat people who have money is how they're going to treat you. How you treat your spouse is how they're going to treat you. How you treat your breakthrough is how it's going to treat you. This is why a lot of you get good things and it blow up in your face because you didn't appreciate it when you got it. Now let me move on. Let me give you a challenge. Because I said I'm going to do it in this order. So your challenge this week is to respect Newton's third law of motion. All this week. Be very careful. What you putting out is what you're going to get back. We're going to push this further. And I'm going to talk about the principle of multiplication in the coming weeks. We're going to push this further. I'm going to talk about the principle of multiplication, which is going to take Newton's third law and add to that. Okay? But watch it. Be careful how you treat people. That's your challenge. Newton's first law of motion. Newton's first law of motion says an object at rest will remain at rest until an unbalanced force acts upon it. I'll repeat it. An object at rest will remain at rest until an unbalanced force acts upon it. Here's what that means. The truth is, we discovered motion is something always happening. Okay? Motion. Everything on planet Earth and in the galaxy is always moving. Always moving at a constant speed of motion. Always moving. Always moving. Right now, all of us are moving. The only reason we're not is because air resistance and the ground has us still. If the ground wasn't here, you'd be moving until you get to terminal velocity, which means you can't go any faster than that. But you actually know that speed, and I'm not going to give it to you, right? We're all moving right now. You're moving. Everything in motion is moving. Everything in this world is constantly moving. The only reason it stops moving is because you're standing on the ground. If you remove the ground, you're not going to fall. You're going to continue the movement you were already doing. I know that, but science, it's actually science. It's common sense science, but since you're always still, you understand that mostly. Okay? This is why, I'll explain it to you. This is why when you get into a car accident going 70 miles per hour, then Newton's third law of motion takes over when you hit that windshield because you're at 70, you hit the windshield at 70. But this is why your body continues to move when a car stops. Because you're moving at 70 miles per hour. You're in constant state of motion at all times. The only thing that makes you stop moving is the windshield that abruptly hits you. Why did I say all that? I need you to know that all of you are moving towards success. You're moving. The only reason you're not there, because people in your life have stopped you. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. And good night.
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. This month, Antonio and I highly recommend The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, written by Vishen Lakhiani. Just go to audible.com/brickbybrick. It's that easy. Go to audible.com/brickbybrick today and get started.